lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In the world today, there is a lot of confusion. Well, there's many things that we get confused about, but one thing that we should not be confused about, and that is the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the marrow, the soul, the spirit, and letting us know, thus saith the Lord. Well, there's a lot of things that we're concerned about today, and one of those things that we see that is taking prominence in our world today is the subject of homosexuality. Well, what does the Bible teach about homosexuality? The Bible teaches that homosexuality is contrary to God's original plan for a man and a woman. Remember this, sin, even if legalized by man, is still sin in the eyes of God. Homosexuality is a serious deviation from what God originally designed and established for the good of mankind. Homosexuality is a violation of what marriage is according to the Bible. The marriage partner must be the opposite sex. Throughout the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments, homosexuality is strongly condemned by the living God. Now keep this in mind. I'm not speaking of something that is political. I'm speaking of something that is spiritual, that is biblical, that is sin, according to the Word of God. And although men and women through the ages have corrupted the institution of marriage in many ways, adultery, divorce, polygamy, homosexuality, and so forth, the Bible says from the beginning, it was not so. Homosexuality is contrary to God's original plan for a man and a woman because, first, we see the Bible says in Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You see the word wife there in that verse in Genesis 2:24. The word wife there means woman. Wife is translated according to Strong's lexicon in Hebrew as a woman, female. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5:28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Once again, we do not need Strong's Concordance or any kind of a book except the Word of God to tell us what a woman is, that what a wife is, and that is that person is a woman. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 31, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto what? His wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The word wife in Ephesians 5:31 means woman. Wife. Once again, we do not need a book other than the Word of God to tell us and to instruct us as to what a wife is. A wife is a woman. Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 5. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him. This is coming to Jesus now, they were, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he, that's Jesus, is answering them now and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Now, Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 12 talks about this same thing, and nowhere. Again, I say nowhere in the Bible will you find God sanctioning so-called marriage between a man and a man or a woman with a woman. Nowhere. Again, I say nowhere in the Bible will you find God sanctioning sexual relations between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. Well, homosexuality, we find this in the Word of God. A biblical view of this is to approach this in a Christ-like manner. And the Christ-like approach to this is to speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15 says, "But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." We are to approach the homosexual person with the love of Christ. If we attack the person instead of attacking the sin, the Bible says we are exhibiting our immaturity as a Christian. When we approach the homosexual with the truth, we are not to sugarcoat the truth found in the Bible about their sin. We are not to give into man's thinking or his misleading, but are to continue to hold up God's truth in love as found in His Word, the Bible. Now, when we think of this, we need to realize that God can save anyone. God is willing to take anyone who will call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, trusting Jesus Christ, His shed blood, to save them, to take them to heaven. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was crucified, He died, He was buried, and He was resurrected on that third day. Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. In other words, there is no hope. There is no remission of sin. But thank God Jesus Christ shed His blood for you and I, that we could go to heaven one day. And He not only shed His blood for you and I, but He's also shed His blood for anyone who would call upon His name. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Please come into my heart and save me. I want to go to heaven, Lord. I want to see You one day, and I want to thank You for saving me. If you'll pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, meaning it, getting serious with God, trusting Him as your Savior, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Jesus Christ can save anyone and everyone who will turn to Him, faith-believing, trusting Him as Lord and Savior. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We should not be in a position of wondering today as to what sin is. I do not have to introduce anyone to sin, because the Bible says we're born into this world into sin. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we don't have to be introduced as such to sin, because we're sinners. And we need a Savior who did no sin while He was on this earth. He shed His blood for you and I. Now, we keep looking in the Word of God, and it tells us that we're not to be children tossed to and fro as children. Now, as a saved person, you're to be in the Word of God. When you get into the Word of God is going to train you. The Word of God is going to get within you. The Word of God is going to help you understand the things of God, and therefore you're going to know the things that are wrong that you are to stay away from, and yet you are going to warn people about that they need to get rid of in their life and follow Jesus Christ through His Word. As we look at this word homosexuality, we see it everywhere, but we see it in our culture. We see it in the world, but when we look around us today, right here, we're seeing it in our culture. It has become an acceptable way of life. Gay rights, same-sex marriages, yes. Do not forget gender rights. People have genders. And let me tell you this, there's only two, and that's male and female. But there are so many people today who believe in more than one gender. Ask someone what a gender is, and many times you'll get an answer, "Well, I just do not know." Or they will say, "How many of the hundreds do you want me to name?" And it's sad when we get away from the Word of God and we do not teach the Word of God and let people know that there's male and female. Well, homosexuality is promoted in public schools. businesses, prisons, and yes, even in many mainstream churches today. And that's sad. But the truth about homosexuality is this. God did not make anyone a homosexual. Homosexual conduct has always been sin. Murder has always been sin. Adultery has always been sin. Stealing has always been sin. Sin is sin. It makes no difference. Sin is sin. The Bible says that we're not to be deceived. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 says this, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that's the homosexual, "nor abusers of themselves, sodomites, homosexuals with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God." Anyone who does not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to take this sin from them, the sin that's in their life. Now, let me say this once again, sin is sin. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's only one way to measure up to God's standard, and that is through Jesus Christ. But notice verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 6. Now, the verses I read just before this, verses 9 through 10, talks about sin. But in verse 11, it says, "And such were some of you, you who've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were once in sin so far that you would never go to heaven. But you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Do not attack the homosexual, attack the sin. Let the homosexual know that he or she can come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and on their way to heaven. We need to let everybody in this world know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Well, there's such a thing as sodomy. The sin of sodomy. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 27, the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." Now, if you've read the Bible, you know how that Lot was in the city of Sodom, and God had sent two down to Sodom to bring Lot and his family out of that place because he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He was going to destroy them because of the sin that was there. And these two people, these two men, the Bible says, went in to Sodom, and they went to Lot's house. And Lot said, "Come in and rest yourself." The Bible tells us in Genesis 19, reading with verse 4, it says, "But before they," that's the two who came to take Lot and his family out of Sodom, "before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, 'Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them.'" And this means in a sexual way. "And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, 'I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof.' And they said, 'Stand back.' And they said again, 'This one fellow came in to sojourn.'" This is speaking of Lot now. "And they said, 'And he needs to be a judge. He's going to tell us what to do. Now will we deal worse with thee," that's with Lot, "than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.